And so because she was ROS1 mutated, we put her on crizotinib and we radiated her brain with SBRT. And she doesn't like radiation to her brain, to be quite honest. But she was doing pretty well on the crizotinib until a recent MRI. And on her recent MRI, she has three small 3 to 4 millimeter lesions in her brain. The rest of her scans are completely at baseline. And so I talked to our radiation oncologist and I said, you know, she's not real thrilled about radiation. She's still in school. She was getting ready to take her finals for her semester. And she wanted to know if she can avoid radiation. And I said that we decided that it was reasonable to put her on lorlatinib. And so we put her on lorlatinib and she comes today for clinic.
Wow. How's she doing on the lorlatinib?
She's doing well. She's only been on it for 9 days so far, but she's had no symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I remember a couple times over the last couple of years you bringing this up. I think initially it was even the question with the, do you give durvalumab to somebody with ROS1 and then the hepatitis? What are the questions you had today for Ben about her?
One of the questions I have is, what do you do next? And then how would you follow her up? Ben was nice enough to look up the activity of lorlatinib, both after crizotinib and in the brain. And I'm not sure how much of that data that she had. He said it wasn't big numbers. And these people all failed crizotinib. Well, this patient only failed crizotinib in the brain in those small areas. So I'm not exactly sure if this is a crizotinib failure or if this is just a matter of crizotinib doesn't do a good job in the brain.
Yeah.
And little Ben was talking, saying, you know, you could radiate these and keep on crizotinib because she really hasn't failed systemically versus changing. And they, the patients, want to know when's the next time I'm checking that brain. That was her husband's first question, was when's the next time you're checking that brain?
Wow, difficult situation.